Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Ralph Danglemeyer, the CEO of BlueSnap. Ralph, thanks for joining me today.
Karen, thanks for having me.
So here we are to talk about my favorite thing, shopping, and my second favorite thing, shopping online, and my third favorite thing, doing all that around the holidays. But this is not about me. This is about the Chinese consumer that is coming to U.S. sites with a vengeance. And there was an interesting data point that said 70% of Chinese consumers shop U.S. sites over the Thanksgiving weekend, obviously to take advantage of the sales. So I guess my question for you, Ralph, is do merchants realize the pent-up demand that the Chinese consumer has to shop their sites, and are they ready to receive them?
You know, Karen, it's an interesting question. And I would say that some do realize there is a lot of demand in China, and some really just ignore it. And I can explain what I mean and how they ignore it. So I think some people, by ignoring it, they don't offer Chinese localization. So they don't offer Alipay, they don't offer the Chinese currencies and the Chinese languages. And they force people to check out in domestic or US-based cards and currencies and languages, which, as you know, causes a problem.
So do they not realize that the Chinese consumer has a particular preference for a payment method other than what they offer? Is it a bad assumption on the part of merchants that Chinese consumers have methods of payment available to them that they offer already?
We find a lot of merchants don't really understand what Alipay is and how it exists, and it's sort of like the PayPal of China. And that it's really difficult for the Chinese to actually obtain a credit card that will get processed in the United States. I mean, yes, there's a lot of China UnionPay out there, but many people aren't offering China UnionPay or Alipay. Therefore, the Chinese merchants can't shop on their site.
So obviously that's a problem. And I think, you know, one of the things that we exposed in the work that we did with you is that the inability of merchants to capture this global shopper that is visiting these sites using a mobile device, a global mobile, not able to check out, really costs them, and it costs them significantly to the tune of 36% of their sales. Isn't that a huge loss that merchants should be proactively trying to address?
Well, absolutely. I think, as we've discussed in the past, I think we were early in predicting that Cyber Monday was going to surpass Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And as we've looked at this, it's really, we're starting to call it around here at BlueSnap, Cyber Week. You have Restaurant Week, you have Shark Week, why not have Cyber Week? And as you know, that many people shopping Cyber Week have spent more money than they intended during that week. And it's shocking how many people have not dealt with this, what we call frictionless checkout. There's so many fields to be checking out. The optimization of things like coupons and languages and currency that I've talked about and just payment types is just not there. So this is attributes to why just swiping and translating that to online sales is not going to make the same yield for merchants on Black Friday as it will on Cyber Monday.
So I think it's, you know, probably Cyber Week, Cyber Year. I mean, it really is becoming the method of shopping because it's just so convenient and the mobile device makes it that way. So how difficult is it for merchants to fix the problem?
It's not hard to fix. It's just got to be optimized and continually monitored. It's not something that you just fix once and let it go. This needs to be continually worked. And so there's lots of ways to do it. People can constantly build their website out with APIs. We have a lot of merchants that use something called a hosted page so that they let the development rest with someone like us on a lot of the countries. In certain countries, coupons are a must, and for some countries, they don't need to be. And as we talked about, Paymix is just dynamic, and it needs to be worked month to month so that the friction and the conversions are optimized based on your products and your country and the method that you're selling.
Is there a way for merchants to really understand whether or not they have a problem? Do they know?
Most of them don't know they have a problem. And I think the simplest way to find out if they have a problem is to really try to get some reporting on what we're calling, you know, conversion failure or checkout failures. Where are the merchants, shoppers failing on checkout with the merchants, and get that data and get that report so you can actually tell. And we find when we ask merchants if they have that data, most of the time they say they don't. And they're open to receiving it.
Well, as always, Ralph, great insight and great information for merchants to take action on. It's certainly being able to recover even a portion of the 36% of sales that they're losing is a real win, especially when Cyber Monday becomes Cyber Week, becomes the cyber way in which consumers are shopping from everywhere. Thank you very much, Ralph.
Thanks, Karen.